And tonight, I do want to bring up a subject as we have been discussing the matter of apologetics and being able to speak with unbelievers, skeptics, those that perhaps are questioning Christianity, whatever the case may be, and how we ought to respond to them. And one of the objections, if you will, or criticisms of Christianity is that comes up often, is how they accuse Christians of being very narrow-minded, basically saying, how is it that you claim to have the truth and everyone else a liar or having a false teaching? And you've heard that, perhaps, as someone may question you, and when you are given the gospel. And I want to talk a little bit tonight about how to respond in those situations, you know, when someone does say that. But let's just look first of all at what Jesus says, and let's look first at John 14, verse 6. Thomas had said unto him in verse 5 that we don't know where you're going, Lord, and how can we know the way? And Jesus has a very wonderful response. And Jesus said unto him, I am a way. You're paying attention, aren't you? I am the way. Definite article. He said, I am a truth. No. Not a truth. The definite article, the truth, and a life. The life. It's not a life, it's the life. And then he goes on to say, no man cometh unto the Father but by me. Now, when you read that verse, we realize that Jesus is making a very dogmatic, narrow statement that is not necessarily, it's not very well looked upon by most of the world. It's ridiculed, and they will accuse Christians of being arrogant, unloving. And you probably heard some other ones out there that I could mention. But Jesus makes no apology about his statement. We also know that there, in a similar fashion, Paul is going to make a statement there in the book of Acts. Not Paul, excuse me. You can go there with me. Look at Acts chapter 4. Acts chapter 4, you can just flip over there to the next book. And notice verse 12. This is Peter who's putting forth this message and this truth. He says in verse 12, neither is there salvation, that word salvation is deliverance, in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men, whereby we must be saved. A statement that is declaring that Jesus is indeed the only way. Also, if you want to note not only John 14:6 and Acts 4:12, but you can also note 1 Timothy. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 5. Now, verse 4, I'll read. It says, who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth? And verse 5 says, for there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man who? Christ Jesus. This is declaring, church, that there is no other options to be saved. There's no other options to be forgiven. There's no other options to be made righteous There's no other options to be allowed into heaven. The only option, the only choice is the right choice, and it is the choice of choosing Jesus Christ as God and Savior. That is what the Bible declares. Now, some may ask, in this case, or who's questioning, you know, the idea of insisting that a person has to be born again and come the way of the cross. I have a family member that is that way. He thinks, you know, that it's preposterous to think that Jesus is the only way a person will be able to go to heaven, as Christians declare that. But you know, I would ask, and perhaps we could ask those people, do you think that there's been some sort of mistake in the Bible? Has Jesus misspoken in the Word of God? Did he really mean what he said about being the way, the truth, and the life? That is something that you could ask somebody that's making that statement. And also, a good question would be able to ask in a conversation to keep it open is to ask the person, well, what do you think a person needs to do in order to go to heaven? And at least hear them out to see what they may say. And then ask them, how did you come up with that conclusion? And then you need to follow up with that question, what is your authority in coming to that conclusion? What is your basis? What is the evidence, if you will, for that belief? And I think those are good questions to ask. But as we think upon this, I've got a couple quotes here that deal with Jesus and even some other religions that we'll look at here in just a moment, because some will say, well, hey, aren't all religions basically the same? How many of you have heard that? Well, they're all the same. Anybody heard that one? Yeah, quite a few. We'll talk about that here in just a moment. But back to the idea that how in the world do Christians think they have the truth? Well, it all goes back to one. It all goes back to the person of Jesus Christ. And here's something that I think needs to be made clear when we do talk about Jesus being the way, the truth, and the life. It's not as narrow as it appears. I think we need to make that point, do we not? Because God has offered this marvelous salvation to all. Amen! It's not as narrow as it appears when you consider the fact that God Almighty, as we read, wills that all be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. God wants you to know this truth. He loves you. And we can say that authoritatively, that it is not narrow-minded as you may think, because God is offering it to all. And not only that, but to think about this very fact that Jesus gives us salvation when we don't deserve it. That's a big point to bring up. Because God could have just said, all right, mankind, write them off. They're all going to hell. And by the way, God would have been completely just. But you see, God in His mercy said, we're going to make a way for mankind to be redeemed. And we're going to give them grace, that undeserved favor and forgiveness of God. And there is not a man under the sun who is deserving of the salvation of Jesus Christ. No man. No one. I can't help but think about the Pope that recently left this earth and entered into eternity. And I don't know what he died believing, for sure. Only God knows his heart. But if he died believing that Jesus was just a way, then if he believed that, the Bible says that he's in hell. And that goes for anybody. Because no one can get to heaven unless they come to the point that believe that Jesus Christ alone is the only way for eternal salvation. But he offers it to all, and he doesn't expect anybody to earn it. He doesn't ask anybody to try to merit it. It does not come in that way at all. It comes by simply coming and receiving it by faith. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is absolutely amazing. The forgiveness. God's even sending missionaries to the remotest part, the furthest, the uttermost parts of the earth. God is sending missionaries to hear the gospel, so people can hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's how much God cares about people. The Lord's heart is to reach all. And so God, in that sense, is not narrow-minded. In fact, His heart is wide open. And He says, go and preach the gospel to every what? Every creature. That's every creation, every human being. God wants for the gospel to reach. And that's where we, as God's people, surrender and yield and become vessels for that message. I hope today you had an opportunity to share the gospel with someone. We each day seek to do that, but nevertheless, that's what God is doing. And one of the points that may be wise to bring up in this manner, when someone says, I just can't believe how you can think that your way is the only way. Well, one of the reasons we believe that as Christians is because, let's put this in the perspective of one being offended. All right? So, Brother John, it's so good to see you here. John's in from California. But let's just say I offended John. All right? And I'd like John's forgiveness. I need John's forgiveness. Okay? Let's just say that. Now, can Christian forgive me for John? No. Only John can forgive me. And people wonder why Jesus declares that He is the only way, the truth, and the life, is because, listen, Jesus is the one who is offended. Jesus is the one who has declared Himself as God in the flesh. He is the Savior. And when mankind rejects Christ, and because of mankind's sin, we have offended God, who is Jesus, and therefore Jesus is the only one that can forgive. No one else can forgive me of my sin. No man, no woman, no priest. I can't do it myself. I have to go through Jesus, who is God, who is Savior, and who is the only way. And I do know that the Bible declares it over and over that Jesus is the only way. And some may be critical of that, but we understand that God is offering that forgiveness to all. And we can be grateful for that. And I don't know, I may be even speaking to someone here tonight in our Wednesday Bible study, or perhaps somebody listening live stream, and you're thinking that, you know what, I'm going to be able to get to heaven my own way. What can I tell you with all the sincerity of my heart that I can? You will not ever enter into heaven's glory with Jesus Christ until you first come by the blood, by being born again, by faith in Christ. That's where we're going to spend eternity in heaven. And if you do not, if you reject that, the Bible says that a person will wake up when they die in hell, being in torment. And there will be an eternal awareness that Jesus Christ indeed is the way, the truth, and the life. There will be an eternal awareness of that, but there will be no opportunity at that point to repent. There will be no opportunity. There will be no second chances. God has given us the opportunity right now. And today is the day of salvation. And today is the day that God is calling for people to be saved. And I hope that as we have that opportunity, we will share that message with humility, not with arrogancy, not with pride. Because the truth is, none of us deserve this message. Amen? None of us. None of us deserve this great gift of salvation that God has given unto us. But I know one thing, believers here, those of us that know the Lord tonight, when we think that God has revealed Himself to us and by His grace we've been exposed to the gospel, and by His grace we've been saved, oh, brethren, we are truly indebted to this world. Just like Paul said, I am debtor both to the Jew and to the Greek, to the wise and to the barbarian. I am debtor to all of them to preach the gospel, to make it known. Now, if they do not receive it, that's not on us. That's not on you. That's not on me. What part is on me is delivering that message. But then it may come up saying, well, listen, what about these other religions that teach you to be moral and a good person? And I would say at that point, you know, it's true that there are some superficial things there in other religions that will teach a form of morality, a form of goodness. But again, as I was mentioning earlier, every other religion in the world, I would point out, is the fact that they will teach that it is a do salvation. It's based on earning salvation. When what Jesus is saying, it is done, it is done, it is done. It is finished. And I like what Tim Keller said about this one. He said, all religions and philosophies say this is the way. Only Jesus says, I am the way. And so with that, friends, tonight, let's rejoice. As the songwriter says, hallelujah, I have found Him, whom my soul so long hath craved. Jesus, and Jesus alone, satisfies my longing. Through His blood, I now am saved. Amen? What do you think, church? What do you think, and how do you respond to situations where someone says, you know, I don't see how you have the only way? What would be some of your responses?